All right, here we are out having fun again. We've got another person to interview here. We've got Janet Christofferson, Richland County Attorney. Janet, how are we doing today?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in to Eagle 93 Dragging Maine. We're here to, you know, say thanks to our first responders, law enforcement, and EMS workers. And we definitely want to say thanks for what you do. We've got a few questions for you. When did you come to Sydney, or have you been a lifelong resident here?
Well, I came to Sydney in 1971 in the hospital. I'm originally from Freud, Montana, but I was born here in Sydney because that's the closest hospital. And I didn't return back to Sydney until really get my roots back here. I've been back and forth until about 2004. I opened my own law practice. I had been working in Williston for a couple of years for a firm there and then came to Sydney and opened my practice.
So definitely you are a lifer, I would say.
Yes. We did the District 2C tourneys here. Go Cardinals. I think they're the Red Hawks now. Darn it. But yeah.
Nice. I like that. So falling off of that, tell me why you became an attorney.
That is a very, very long story. I think a lot of people fall into it, or some people fall into the practice that they don't set out in the world to be an attorney. And I think the best part of it and why I pursued it is that you learn something about everything every day. The practice of law is that if you're doing agricultural law, you're learning about haying, you're learning about cows, you're learning about spraying, all sorts of different things. If you're doing commercial law, you're learning about coding. And so the practice is something where you're always learning, and that's something that I really enjoy. And I mean, it shows in the fact it took me, you know, 10 years to get my graduate degree and compiled probably 200 credits of undergraduate. I could probably have 50 degrees by now, but yeah, so that's why I like it. Every day is something new. You learn something.
A lot of work to get to there. Yep. So tell me, how did you get the role of Richland County Attorney?
So I opened my private practice in 2004. I think it was in January. And I did that for a couple of years. I had a baby. I also had an accident. And so it was really kind of difficult with a solo practice you're running in eastern Montana. You might be in Glendive in the morning and Glasgow in the evening. And so it was really getting to be like 14, 15 hours of days of me on the road. And I had a baby and I had two kids in grade school. And it just, the solo practice was grinding on me. There was an opportunity to be deputy county attorney. Mike Weber hired me. And so in 2007, I think it was September 11th, 2007, I started over at the county attorney's office as a deputy. Worked there until this last election and won the election and been county attorney for a little bit over a year and a half.
Sounds like you've overcome a lot of challenges. So tell me, what's the most rewarding thing about your job?
The most rewarding thing about my job is I think I have really good interaction with all the agencies I work with, defense counsel, and even the defendants. And so what's rewarding is when I see someone that I've prosecuted out in the community doing great. And I think that's the best.
How does your job directly work with law enforcement and first responders? How do you work together with that?
We work really closely with law enforcement, with the Sheriff's Department, with the Sydney Police Department, and the Fairview Police Department. So they all have my cell number. So it's 24/7 if they have questions. We're always communicating. And I think that is really vital to this community. And I think we're really lucky in Richland County is that we have that relationship between all the agencies. Like, there isn't that competition between the Sheriff's Department and the Sydney PD. They work together and help each other out, as well as work with the county attorney's office. So we really are blessed here with how everybody gets along.
You're all out there for a reason then.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any times where the community has really shown you support, or how do you feel about the support from our community?
You know what? I wouldn't be here without Sydney. I remember coming from Williston in 2004 and looking for an office. Craig Everett at Big Sky was sweet, gave me an office there. Pete Maltese was an attorney in the office. He was okay with me being there, helping me. And then I needed a bigger office eventually, and Terry Sievert and Dan Wyman were great and gave me a great office in the Farm Bureau building. And then I had so many mentors from Bob Savage, Lee Armstrong, Pete Maltese, Lyle Panasuk, and Don Netzer. All the attorneys were really great mentors in helping me out. Same with Judge Bidegary. It really helped me develop as an attorney, and I just had so much community support in launching myself.
That's amazing. Hey, when you're not at work, when you get the rare times that you get to relax and stuff outside of work, what is it you like to do for fun for just you?
Well, I have to quit collecting cars. My brother told me that. I have 5 cars. Not that any of them are super fancy, but apparently batteries die if you don't drive them. So I've been trying to rotate and be better about that. And I'm also out of garage space. But anyway, I take the 67 out tonight, but the stop and go traffic, it's kind of a workout on that thing. So yeah, so no, I like that. Documentaries. The big thing is hanging out with my kids. I love doing stuff with my kids, and I'm going to be a grandma in October.
That's amazing. Congratulations. All right, since we're out here with all these cars dragging around, having fun, I got to know, what's your favorite car and what are you hoping to see out here tonight?
I would really like to see a 71 Cuda Go Green. That would be my favorite car.
That's a beautiful car. That's a great choice. Alrighty, well, we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate what you do for our community. Our community definitely supports our law enforcement, our EMS, our responders. They also support our Law and Justice Center, so we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the community?
Well, I just hope I can do a few burnouts and not get in trouble. That's really it.
I'll let you talk to Kraft and Dennison about that.
You know, it's accidental in the 67, I promise you. It's just popping that clutch, you're going to get a little squeal.
Sounds good to me, but that's on your own. So. Thanks a lot.
You bet.